This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the oldest dildo, Amazon packages, and whales, monkeys, and pigs. They're all coming up right after this.
To introduce myself, I am Figaro Lapu. Are you like me? Do you love to eat, but sometimes your food does not love you back? Oh my, that is quite unpleasant, is it not? Here at the Frigamol Industries, we have developed a pill that will take the stink out of... Of course, we cannot muffle the noise, but we can eliminate that embarrassing, eye-watering, wallpaper-peeling aroma. You will still hear the... But the aroma will be a designer fragrance chosen especially for you. We have country pine, potpourri, musk, and my personal favorite, sea breeze. Feels mist on your face. We call this modern miracle pill flatulante. I'm going to sing for you now. If you're a gentleman or a debutante, go out and get yourself some flatulante. Your gas can smell like roses. No need to hold your noses. You can rip one off when you want it. If your belly's an inferno, just like Dante, and you're sitting in a crowded restaurante, feel free to go boom, boom. You won't clear the room. They'll think your farts are ever so fragrante. Everybody sing.
Flatulante, go ahead and toot. Flatulante, the air you won't pollute. You're pulling your own finger cause you want to cut the cheese.
Now you're breaking wind so much your ass gives off a breeze.
Darling, I have never seen you looking so lovely.
So perfect.
This is a great restaurant. Wait till you see the menu.
Good evening, monsieur, mademoiselle. I am Jacques. May I take your order, please?
Jacques, it's nice to see you. I think we'll start off with a...
Oh, monsieur, I am so embarrassed for you. I feel so bad. I do not know what to say.
Oh, don't feel bad for my husband. He's using flatulante. Go ahead, take a whiff.
Oh, how lovely. Potpourri, an excellent choice, monsieur. Might I recommend with that Chateaubriand for two?
Well, thank you, waiter.
And thank you, flatulante.
Flatulante. In the restaurant or in the bedroom?
Get under the covers, honey. I want to do a Dutch oven.
Oh, I hate that.
Is that lemon?
No, it's Flatulante's new citrus celebration.
You're so romantic.
If you eat some tuna fish on the croissant and you start farting like a circus elephant, as your friends begin to sniff, they'll savor every whiff. They're grateful that you're using flatulante. Maestro!
Flatulante for your derriere. When you fart, it freshens up the air. So when you make a stinky, don't be worried that it breathes.
beautiful cheeks.
Flatulente. Look for it in your grocer's derriere case. Flatulente, a product of Frigamall Industries, El Paso, Texas, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Excuse me.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Well, it's time now to move over to Christy Lee.
Yeah,
she is at the
finally.
She is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What have you got?
Archaeologists believe they may have found the only known life-size dildo from ancient Rome.
Oh, it was here, guys, inside the mummy.
The 2,000-year-old object was actually discovered at the Roman fort of Vindolanda in the UK in 1992.
Vindolanda.
Oh, Vindolanda?
I think so.
Hmm. Why does this sound like the first episode of The Witcher on Netflix or something? I don't get that. It's a made-up place, right?
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
It was initially believed to be a darning tool, but researchers now think it was an ancient dildo.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Wow, how do you...
Darn it. Oh, I got that thing inside.
Damn. Darn it. You don't need me anymore.
Rob Collins at Newcastle University said it's kind of self-evident, quote, that it's a penis. I do not know who entered it into the catalog.
So to speak.
Maybe it was somebody uncomfortable with it or didn't think the Romans would do such silly things.
You didn't?
Researchers said the Vindolanda phallus is about 6.5 inches long, but it was likely larger because archaeological wood is prone to shrinkage and warping.
Because the Romans were totally dick crazy.
Yeah, I saw, what is that, Caligula?
Sure.
Yeah. Archaeologists believe it could have a few possible functions. One theory is that it was used for sexual reasons, either for pleasure.
Dick insane.
Or torture. The phallus could have also belonged to a statue that passersby could touch for good luck.
Oh. Yeah, that was a big thing. But it looks like it's a handheld. I mean, if you see the picture it's wooden.
Yeah.
So, and then the fact that it's got written, if you look carefully, the Splinter 5000.
Oh my.
5000 in Roman numerals.
XXXXXCCCCX.
And apparently it comes from the era of the rule of the Empire Maximus Orgasmus.
Oh, okay. Well, then certainly.
But it's clearly, it's wood, but it appears to be circumcised.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it has that, you know.
Sure. It's hard to make a wood
ring around the collar.
It has that ring around the collar?
I hope they reassess many of the objects. Did you see? Because it was part of a whole bunch of things that they found, including what they thought were necklaces.
Oh, boy.
What were those?
Those beads.
Oh, I was saying.
Hope those weren't made out of wood.
That thing may have been more of a plunger.
Yikes.
Like the thing you have when you make a smoothie. What's that thing called?
A pestle?
Pestle.
Pestle?
You get the excess out of the blender? Yeah. What?
You know, when you shove stuff down.
And the Vitamix.
Oh, you shove it down in there.
What's that thing called?
A tamper?
Is that what that's called, a tamper?
I don't know.
Okay,
good. Just to shut you up. Yes,
okay, I'm sorry. I was just curious.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
The United States need to be a little more nasty.
Make international friendlies for the men.
Right!
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women.
Expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Speaking of of old things, a letter written in February of 1916 arrived at a London apartment over 100 years after it was posted. The BBC reports the envelope was delivered to Ms. Finley Glenn's apartment in Crystal Palace.
In the suburb of Badger's Cleft.
Is it?
1916?
Yes.
Honey. Well, it says here the Germans are going to attack France.
Better get your stuff.
Now look, this says, "Dear Mr. Hitler, you've been accepted at art school.
Oh,
you
no.
you can abandon your interest in the military and pursue what you've always wanted to be.
The world would have been so different.
You and your friend Albert Speer get to come study."
The letter had been written to the wife of a local merchant by a family friend by the name of Christabel Manel. Christabel Manel, a spokesperson for Royal Mail, said, quote, "Incidents like this happen very occasionally, and we're uncertain what happened in this instance."
I know what happened. It didn't get there very quick, is what happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably fell behind some machine.
And then, but are they by law, they have to deliver it, I guess?
Yes. It's kind of cool. I mean,
well, there's hope for my gift.
Probably says it could be really like good luck. Like,
enclosed, you'll find two free tickets to the Titanic. Sail away. Should be a fun trip.
Or actually, if it were in the United States, it would be, "We've got news about your extended warranty." If your car has less than 500,000 miles on it. Every once in a while you read about that, though. It's usually somebody got stuck behind some giant machine and then they moved it finally.
Have you guys been sweeping behind here? Huh? That's the boss who's angry. stumbled across the...
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys noticed, I really committed to it.
Yeah,
really?
Boy, did you ever.
I looked you behind really the machine.
Mm-hmm. I think that was the reason for the stunned silence. You were just,
yeah,
oh,
exactly.
I have a question. I'm not kidding. Is there a place where when packages get lost in the mail or whatever, do they eventually auction them?
I would like to know if there is a place that has where packages go. I'll go down and look.
I'm just wondering. I mean, can you go bid on like those garage places where they have storage wars? You go bid on them. Can you walk in and they have packages? And
you could do that with Amazon packages that are unclaimed. They have them on. They even have them like on great big crates. They're just full, and you don't know what's in them. You just see the outside of the package, and you can bid on it.
Oh, where do you get those?
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that.
We can look it up. Yeah. But you can just whatever.
This sounds like it's right up your alley, Ace. I mean, you get all kinds of weird stuff like baked beans and Tide Pods and spatulas or something.
Ace, it's something for free. What are you talking about? You love that.
There's not free. You had to bid on them.
Yeah, you have to bid on them. And there's YouTube channels that you I'll get to you watch people unwrap them.
By the way, they call that Miami Hobo Power Juice, baked beans and Tide Pods.
Have you ever have somebody in my Tide Pod? Mm-hmm.
That's my hobo voice, Will.
That'd be fun.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, we could bid on one today.
Surprises like that. You would hate
Yeah, what if you bid $70 and it turns out to be a pack of pencils?
Yeah.
Colander or something.
Yeah, that's a bummer. You'd never find out what it is because you would never open it. You think it's a bomb.
Those are all correct.
So in answer to your own question, you would hate this.
No, but it'd be fun for Ace. I could watch him do it. Chick and I are going to buy Ace one of these pods full of stuff. And we'll
okay. Damn right we are.
Speaking of shopping, Temu is a new online shopping platform.
Oh, what's Temu with you?
It was featured in an ad during the Super Bowl last week. And Temu has quickly become the most downloaded app in the United States, surpassing Amazon and Walmart.
What?
Yep.
What is it?
As the most downloaded app. It's not surpassing the numbers. There's no way.
T-A-M-U?
It surpassed last week's downloads.
Is it pronounced,
you know what I'm
is it pronounced Temu or Timu?
Temu.
Or not Temu.
And they've been linked to one of China's top retailers. They're...
Temu,
Josh,
shop like a billionaire, it says. I'm in.
It is owned by Chinese social commerce giant Pinduoduo.
Pinduoduo.
Yeah, now you're just making up words.
Pinduoduo.
You nailed it. Pinduoduo.
Well, it is a duo.
So this is like this is the equivalent of Amazon again?
Temu, which runs an online superstore for virtually everything from home goods to apparel to electronics, unveiled the commercial during the Super Bowl that encouraged consumers to, as Chick just mentioned, shop like a billionaire.
And this is the place where they deliver all the packages by giant balloons.
Mm. Oh, that's what's been happening.
Yeah, no wonder.
I see.
Oh, man, this is great.
No, don't put that on your phone, Chick.
He's already way in.
The Chinese now have all your info.
Uh-huh, and when they get here, who's on the protected rolls? Right here.
Their new motto is, shop like your Chick McGee after you finished your sports
cast. Let me ask you something, Chick. Do you know this fellow? Nope, never seen that guy in my life. I looked right at you, Josh.
No, I know, but I don't believe that you would say, no, I've never seen. I think and you should hear what he says about your government. Uh-huh. Take him away.
I think you started the bat thing with
I knew you would sing like a canary.
You're damn right. I laugh when they dunked you into the hot snot.
That's how they do it.
Hot snot. They drug you in hot snot.
So are you going to try to use this thing for us, Chick?
Yeah, I'm working on it, man. Hang on. They need my credit card information, my mother's maiden name, and all sorts of stuff.
Josh, I'm looking at Temu.com. They have a hat, sort of a trucker hat, the style you like to wear, and it's got sort of a Bass Pro knockoff, but it says, men want me, fish fear me. Would you like that hat by any chance?
Very much.
What did it say again, Willie?
It says, men want me, fish fear me.
Love it. Love everything about it.
It's obviously a fishing hat for women.
For like a hot lady.
No, for a gay fisherman. I mean,
okay, sure. Yes, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Scientists have noticed that humpback whales are whaling less as their population grows. So this is good news. As whale numbers dramatically rebounded following the end of commercial whaling, marine biologist Rebecca Dunlap said, quote, it was getting more difficult to actually find singers. When there were fewer of them, there was a lot of singing. Now that there are lots of them, no need to be singing so much. So Dunlap believes singing helped whales find a mate over long distances,
okay,
where populations were severely depleted. She added that when whales live in denser populations, a male looking for a mate also has to ward off the competition, and singing may tip off other suitors. If you'd like to hear more or read more, Nature Communications Biology is the publication.
So they're concerned that the they think that the whales couldn't find feather.
They thought they were singing because they were lonely, actually, is what I read.
They're trying to find a mate.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yep.
What do they do when they get together?
Hump.
They do do that.
Both the back and the front?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Netflix and krill.
I think they...
what you're trying to get to.
Wow. Very nice. Didn't we learn that all animals do a doggy, right?
Not all, right?
Except humans. Right?
Doggy, they're whales. There's no legs.
Daddy whale gives it to mama whale from behind.
Yeah, but you haven't seen footage of the famous Macadamian missionary monkeys?
Aren't we the only?
I think there's one other. There's something else.
Face to face. Yeah.
What about the great apes, Christy? You're at the zoo all the time. What do the orangs do?
I haven't seen the orangs have sex.
You always hear about the great apes. What about the not so great apes? What about them? They're out there too.
The mediocre.
They go into sports broadcasting.
Is that right? It
says bonobos and humans are the only primates to engage in face to face.
What
the hell's a bonobo?
A bonobo?
Oh, they're really a monkey.
It's a monkey.
Look at monkey like ape.
Yeah.
Ape-like.
Yeah. I don't know if they're a monkey or an ape. They're a primate.
A lesser ape.
We had bonobos in the news recently.
Yeah, no, we had them right here in the studio.
They look just like chimpanzees.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, how do I know that?
But they do it missionary, too?
Boy, I hate them.
Face to face. They don't really call it missionary.
You want that out in the world?
No!
With this?
Go watch Nope. Jordan Peele. See, get back to me on monkeys. Yeah. Sorry, my fault.
Okay, I'm trying to find. I know we had recently had
a pair of Western gorillas has been photographed doing it.
You know how they can tell a Western gorilla from
Eastern?
The cowboy hat?
Exactly right.
And the horse.
How y'all doing? Welcome to my jungle.
How do you spell bonobos?
Bonobos.
Okay.
Bonobo.
Or B-O-N-O-B-O. Bonobo.
Is it bonobo or bonobo?
I thought it was bonobo.
Bonobo?
It'd be funny if they played
bonobo.
It would be funny if the Bonobos were playing Bonnaroo.
You going to Bonnaroo this year, Willie?
Sam is. I'm not.
Okay. Okay. Very
oh,
good.
Sam is a go-getter, huh?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, he works. He works real hard. He needs a break.
He's strong.
Really,
he's
got blow off some steam.
Nice blonde hair.
You can go over there and take him right now with that shoulder surgery.
Oh yeah. Should I fight my brother now that he's recovering?
No, you should have fight your brother.
Oh, he had surgery.
Yeah. His shoulder surgery.
Yesterday.
What was wrong with his
punch him.
Shoulder?
He fell on. The skis. Embarrassingly enough, he fell on one of the flat parts of the mountain, not in the Rockies. And, if you're going to, you know, at least lie about it. Say, oh, yeah, I was going down a double black diamond and I fell. Not well, I'd gone to the bottom and I was sort of skating over to the gondola when I fell and broke my shoulder.
Did he fall or was he pushed by his wife who just purchased an insurance
policy? Can I ask you a question, Mrs. Griswold? Just for a second. You like to ski? You're here all the time?
There's no way she didn't keep her own name.
This is interesting. I never read
Bonnaroo,
about
by the way, is a great ape. It's not a monkey.
Says a recent study has found that, is it Bonnaboo or Bonnaboo?
I don't know. The pronunciation is hard for me to, it's.
Okay.
Let's call them Bonnies and move on.
Bonnaboo mothers help their sons find sexual partners.
Oh, yes, God. I was talking about this the other day. It's like that woman who took her son to the bunny ranch.
Yeah. And said, this and is what were, you should do.
Yes, yeah. They're sitting on the bed and the whore's there. And she's going, well, my son's never, they, she fills her
oh,
in.
Oh, my gosh.
Pays the whore and gets up and leaves.
The cringe factor on that.
You wouldn't take your son to...
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I don't want to know. Never, ever. And topic is off the table. I don't want to know anything.
You said it's off the table. That makes me want to open it up a little bit.
Well, let's move on. I'm sorry, Christy.
I learned something today. You don't be sorry.
Okay.
I learned about the Bonnaboo. I'm excited. Police in Alaska said a wandering pig that looked cold at the side of the road got a lift home in a patrol cruiser. The Anchorage Police Department posted a photo to
Facebook.
That's
unfortunate.
You know how they read the Miranda rights in Alaska?
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you can't do.
It's very chilly up there.
It's really cool.
In Brazil, in Brazil, they dress up like Carmen Miranda. Carmen Miranda writes, you have the right to not wear underwear.
The Anchorage Police Department posted a photo to Facebook showing the pet pig riding in the back of one of the department's patrol cruisers. Police stated that the, quote, portly dude was quite friendly. Officers were able to identify the owners of the pig named Elvis Pigsley, and the pet was returned home.
That barely even works.
Just
I like
that
it, but.
Kind of unbelievable wit up there in Alaska.
It's funny. Come on, they're having fun. These guys are living a tough life.
Hey,
up
Josh,
there.
What's the capital of Alaska?
I don't know. Juneau?
No, that's why I'm asking you.
Oh, God.
That was done pretty well.
That worked out all right. Right, yeah.
You ever rescued a pig, Pat?
A Shelley Palmer.
Who's this poor Shelley Palmer?
I don't know, but I'll be getting a call from one.
And that's all she could do, the palm stuff. She,
right now.
It grew together.
Right now, we are going to hook up with comedian Bob Zaney in a matter of moments. Bob is in Wausau, Wisconsin, coming up this Saturday.
That's where the karate classes are. What's up?
Well, you committed to that.
Yeah. You know, I like that.
That was 90% visual, and I loved it.
Best actor during a bad joke, Josh Arnold.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, C-Ball Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, C-Ball Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.